Hello, listeners. My name is Cadet Jenna DeRazio, and I'm from the 119th Mobile Public Affairs Detachment. Today, we'll be talking about the importance of Joint Force Military Police training when it comes to the Arkansas Army National Guard and how they prepare for possible civil disturbance situations. All right, so let's get it started. Every year, National Guard soldiers and airmen come together so they can conduct training on what to do when duty calls. Whether you're in the military yourself or you've watched the news in recent years, I'm sure you've seen the National Guard make some appearances, especially when things have gotten out of hand. The National Guard is here to serve and protect. When civil disturbances happen, it is our job to ensure the safety of both property and civilian personnel. When things get dangerous, training ensures the safety of our National Guard members as well as their ability to protect their community. This was a pretty cool day for me to witness. After being in the Army National Guard for a little over 3 years myself, this was the first time I was able to witness soldiers and airmen train together. There's always jokes about the playful rivalry between the different military branches, but when it comes down to providing for the community, we train as brothers and sisters for one mission. We were lucky enough to get the opportunity to interview some soldiers that experienced this training firsthand. To start off the interviews, we spoke to Senior Airman Carter Skates from the 188th Security Forces Squadron. Check this out. Where are we and what are we doing today?
We're at the Little Rock Air Force Base. We're working on DOM Ops exercises. So basically, we're going through formations and working on if we get called out to any sort of riot or anything, we're going to be the first ones on the call, and we're going to be there, and we're working on just how to get set up for those riots.
How often do you conduct this kind of training, and why would you say it's important?
We conduct this sort of training about twice a year to yearly. It's very important because we need to be proactive so that we can be able to go to whatever call we need to instead of just not knowing what to do whenever we get on the call.
Can you briefly explain what the purpose of a military police officer is?
So the purpose of the National Guard military police officer is to provide any support inside Arkansas whenever we need it. So if we ever get called out, our mission is DOM Ops. So if there's any riots, we get called out to it. If there's any mission stateside that needs to be done, we can respond to it within 8 hours.
Why do you think it's important that airmen and soldiers train together?
I would say that it's important that airmen and soldiers train together so that we can all be on the same page, so that whenever we get there, we're not all doing different things because we were taught different things.
Thank you. Very well said.
That wraps up the interview with Senior Airman Carter Skates. It was a pleasure to get his take on this training, especially since he's in the Air National Guard. Next, we'll get to take a look from the Army side of this event, following up with an interview with Army National Guard Specialist Chelsea Young from the 216th Military Police Company.
How is this sort of training put to use?
We use this training for riots, breakouts, anything like civil disturbances, things like that, you know, coming up. We definitely need the training, and we need to learn how to collaborate together to be able to make it work.
Why is it important that both branches collaborate?
It's important that airmen and soldiers train together because we need to know each other. We need to collaborate. If something goes down, we need to learn to be able to work together on it.
What parts of this training have been challenging?
The challenging parts of this training would just be the newer people that are coming in, and it's really important that we stay on top of them so that way we can get them on board for where us old timers have been doing it for a little bit, but we definitely need to help them.
Thank you.
In conclusion, practice makes perfect, and that's a little behind the scenes of how the National Guard prepares for unprecedented situations. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you keep listening.